Airdrie Cochrane, Member of Parliament hopefuls, squared off in a virtual forum on Tuesday night, April 22, as the Canada gears up for the 2025 federal election. The Airdrie Regional Chamber of Commerce and Cochrane and District Chamber of Commerce co-hosted the forum, which saw a variety of topics addressed, including tariffs, the housing crisis, and inflation. Candidates that took part included incumbent Blake Richards of the Conservative Party, Christopher Bell of the Christian Heritage Party, CHP, David Sabine of the Libertarian Party, Sean Secord of the Liberal Party, and Sarah Zagoda of the New Democrat Party, NDP. Attendees were invited to pre-submit questions ahead of registration, while the forum itself was moderated by Jason Leslie of the Alberta Chamber of Commerce. Candidates were given timed 90-second allotments to answer. Each one was given the chance to introduce themselves and give a short presentation on their platform. In the introductory segment, Sean Secord said he is running with the Liberal Party for Change. "I have met with a lot of people who are tired of not having a seat at the table," Secord said. "I can be their hard-working representative." Zagoda echoed Secord's sentiment, saying she has been displeased with conservative cuts. "Life, family, and freedom are a focus for Christopher Bell, the Christian Heritage Party candidate." Conservative incumbent Blake Richards said it is time for a change because of the carnage committed by the Liberals. The Libertarian Party candidate, David Sabine, also attacked the Liberal Party in his introduction, citing a list of grievances, from forced vaccinations to the Yaroslav Hanka controversy, as reasons why it's time to vote for someone else. The first question of the evening was about the economy and Canadian business in the wake of tariffs and rocky U.S. relationships. "The Liberal government has weakened the economy, and a Conservative government would make Canada not reliant on the U.S., Richards said. Sabine lamented that Canada used to build things like the CN Tower and Niagara Falls. "We were a country that could do things," Sabine said, arguing against a Liberal government. "Now, we struggle to even build houses." Second noted that provinces are agreeing for the first time in a long time under Mark Carney with interprovincial trade. Zagoda said the NDP would increase employment insurance to support workers during difficult times. "We need to work together," Zagoda assured. Bell explained that the CHP would reduce the income tax to zero and implement what he called a fair tax, which would be a flat rate on all goods. When it came to the question of sustainability for rapidly growing communities like Airdrie and Cochrane, the Libertarian candidate said it is not the job of federal government to interfere with local business. The NDP would remove GST on affordable housing, introduce a community first fund, and introduce government rental units to keep rent low so people can afford a home, Zagoda said. "People are being priced out." The Conservatives would focus on building homes rather than building bureaucracy, which is what we've seen in the current Liberal government, Richard said. The Liberal candidate referenced Prime Minister Mark Carney's proposal to build 500,000 homes per year, which he said is the most ambitious plan since the Second World War. The CHP candidate called for moratoriums on immigration and refugees because Canada can't build homes fast enough for more people. Canada's rising cost of living was the subject of another question, which asked what candidates would do to help. "The cost of living is a crisis, frankly," Richard said. "We need to get spending under control, reduce taxes, get government out of the way, and ensure people have an affordable life and look forward to the future." Sabine, Airdrie Cochrane's Libertarian candidate, argued that if the Liberals win this election, it will feel like Justin Trudeau never left. Secord pushed back, arguing that Canadians are not electing Trudeau, they're electing a new government. "I'd put my faith in the man with a PhD in economics," the Liberal candidate assured. Zagoda pledged that the NDP would put a price cap on basic essentials such as groceries, diapers, phone and internet bills. On the topic of oil and gas, the CHP candidate said his party would deregulate the industry, often co-opted by anti-climate change groups. "Any plans to phase out carbon would be stamped out immediately," Bell promised. Because of having a government in Ottawa that has been anti-Canadian energy, we do not have ability to get our product to other market, Richards explained. Until that happens, we'll always be reliant. Conservatives would introduce shovel-ready zones, so when a project is proposed, we'll get it approved rapidly. Sabine argued government is too big, too expensive, and interferes too much in the free market, while Zagoda said foreign ownership and $18 billion in federal subsidies are hurting both Canadian jobs and wallets. On strengthening healthcare, the Conservative candidate pledged to help get people in the medical field to work faster. Zagoda shared that the NDP would launch universal pharmacare while advocating for free birth control, diabetes medication, and expand dental coverage. This is why I put my name forward, Secord said, noting he has authored numerous papers on Canada's healthcare system. We would build hospitals and clinics through Liberal funding. Solving the overcrowding solution is investing in primary care and allocating resources to where they are needed. Regarding immigration, Richards felt the previous Conservative government had the best system in the world. We would keep the rate of population growth under the rate of housing growth, he said. Zagoda said immigration policies should be rooted in dignity, fairness, and compassion. I would provide a pathway to foreign workers, the NDP candidate pledged. There have been many who've been exploited. If you are good enough to work in Canada, you are good enough to live here. Secord said the Liberals would offer legal aid for asylum seekers and refugees, supporting the mosaic and safe haven that is Canada. As for creating a balanced budget, Zagoda said the NDP would aim to tax extreme wealth with 1% on people with a 10 to 15 million net worth and 3% on people with more than 100 million. Justin Trudeau added more debt than every other prime minister before him, combined, Richard said. What Mark Carney is proposing is even worse. Mark Carney has managed multiple financial crises on different levels, Secord replied. He doesn't have the budget balanced by the end of 4 years, but it's on its way. Bell said abortion has cut off the next generation of taxpayers, while Sabine quipped, Margaret Thatcher famously said the thing about socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. After submitted questions were asked, each candidate got to make one last case for themselves. I believe in helping everybody, in science, women's rights, and the environment, Zagoda said. Richards said his life is about community service, which is why he does this job, bringing a strong, experienced voice. I'm not a career politician, just like Mark Carney, who can put experiences to good use, Secord shared. Sabine said liberal mismanagement and creep into totalitarianism is a case for libertarianism. Putting faith in, capital G, government rather than, capital G, God has been Canada's mistake, Bell said. The 2025 federal election takes place on Monday, April 28.